Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses, breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions, and jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime Thoroughbred racing is back at the L.A. County Fair Meet in Los Alamitos through July 6th by the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred L.A. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through HorsePlayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Bob Ike sitting right here next to me, and we're out in Las Vegas getting a little sunshine, and I know Bob's getting hot dogs from the hot dog cart at the South Point. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Good, John. Not only are you hosting the show, you're hosting me here at the Lindo Loft Las Vegas. So thank you. We're having a great time. We played the races in the book yesterday, had a nice dinner, and more of the same today. Only one hot dog for me, John. I came nowhere close to Joey Chestnut, who was 70 and a half hot dogs, winning the Coney Island hot dog contest yesterday. By the way, John, we were talking, I think we want to launch an investigation because the over under was 70 and a half, and that's what Joey Chestnut hit. how do you have half a hot dog? You either have it or you don't. So it's there cannot be a push on that bet.
But we've told you how good the handicappers and the line makers are in Las Vegas. How about a push on the hot dog eating contest? You're just not going to see that every day. Well, Bob, a lot going on today. A great race today at Los Alamitos, the grade two, great Lady M. We're going to see Copion back against the defending champ, Sweet Azteca, and another good filly, you know, one magic filly from the Phil D'Amato stable. That'll go as race eight on the nine race card that starts at 1 o'clock. We've got a terrific card, part of the 4th of July festival at Saratoga. 12 races on tap. They start within the hour here at Saratoga. And a lot of other things going on. And, you know, we took a couple of big hits this week, Bob. We had mentioned last week that trainer Dwayne Lucas abruptly retired from training and went into hospice care. And unfortunately, we lost him later last Saturday. So, you know, to talk about that and another major hit to California racing, we wanted to bring in our longtime host here at Thoroughbred LA, and he wears a number of hats, has through the years. And for a guy that's retired, we keep calling him back an awful lot because, you know, what he says means a lot. And that's Jay Priman. Jay, good morning and welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. We wish you were out here with us.
Yeah, I think we have the same exact temperature, only you guys have to be inside. So it's quite the life in Carlsbad.
It's fast and firm in the race book, Jay. We're going to be just fine. Hey, it was great to see your byline in daily racing form this week. And unfortunately, you know, why you had to write the article was kind of a sad thing. Trainer Dwayne Lucas, again, had passed away. And, you know, we had touched on the show a little bit last week in that the guy that is so fondly called coach these days was not necessarily the guy that we saw switching over from the quarter horse industry into the thoroughbred industry and working his way to the top of the thoroughbred business. And I thought you hit a lot of really salient points in your article this week with Daily Racing Form.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, John. I mean, one of the things I wanted to do in that story was kind of encapsulate the story arc of Wayne Lucas, you know, the many, many, many highs. And there were a few lows along the way. But to your point, just sort of how he evolved over the years. I mean, he always was competing, or almost always was competing at an extremely high level. But, you know, when he first came around, he was a very intimidating kind of person at times. I think a lot of that was born of the way the industry largely viewed him, which was as an outsider, very skeptical of him, very suspicious of him because he was coming over from the quarter horse world, very, I think, jealous of him because of the success that he had. As you know, the sport doesn't really like different and new and outsiders. And I think a lot of his behavior then towards some people was because of the lack of respect that he got. But over time, he softened, and I think he came in the last 15 to 20 years of his life to realize that his legacy was safe, not only in terms of all the accomplishments that he had on the racetrack, but in terms of his impact on the game, most notably the coaching tree that he is responsible for with people like Todd Pletcher and Kara McLaughlin and Bobby Barnett and George Weaver and Dallas Stewart, and then even guys who worked for Todd Pletcher like Michael McCarthy or worked for Dallas Stewart like Brad Cox, who have gone on and had their own success. And you know that those guys are going to have people who follow them and go on and do well. So I think that impact is going to last for a lot longer. So I just wanted to kind of encapsulate that, and I was glad the Racing Form reached out and said, hey, you've kind of got the perspective to do something like this, having known Wayne for as long as I did, which was 45 years. So I just kind of wanted to bring all that into one sort of recap of him, and I was glad it got the kind of attention that it did.
Jay, great job on it, and definitely it did get the right attention because you hit it spot on. You had told a story to us over here when we do our Derby seminar about Wayne Lucas and Bobby Knight and the media, and you related that in your story. So anyone who didn't get a chance to read your story, would you mind just kind of telling that again to our audience? I think it kind of is spot on what Wayne Lucas was at that time.
Yeah, Wayne definitely had an at times adversarial relationship with the press. You know, he didn't like if somebody wrote something bad about him, whether it was factual or not. And obviously, if something is unfactual, you have every right to be angry. But if something's factual, but it's just because you've been doing poorly and you don't like it, well, that's a little bit different. So, but to bring it full circle to what you're asking about, there was one morning at Churchill Downs. It was in the late 90s. I can't remember the exact year, but it was when Wayne had gone through kind of that stretch where he ran deeps, not words, in the 97 Kentucky Derby, and in basically a bid to keep his consecutive Derby appearance streak alive. And he was always very close to Bobby Knight, the famous basketball coach. So anyway, he has Bobby Knight out at the barn one morning. There's about 30 reporters standing outside Wayne's the office area towards the end of the shed row where Lucas is. And he's with Bobby Knight, and he has this gathered media in front of him and Bobby Knight next to him. And he turns towards Bobby Knight and waves his right arm towards the shed row where all of his horses are. And he goes, "Bobby, these are the horses," as he points towards all the horses in the shed row. And then he waves his right arm back very theatrically towards the assembled media and turns to Knight and says, "And these are the horses' asses."
Jay, I have, you know, kind of in relation to that, I guess, you know, again, dealing with Wayne Lucas for 45 years, I'm sure, you know, you're a guy that's going to tell the truth. And did you have any interactions with him where, you know, were you in the doghouse for any length of time?
Yeah, I got a 2+ year time out. In 97, and it goes back to that Deeds Not Words Derby. I did a story for the Thoroughbred Times in 97, right after the Kentucky Derby that year, when he obviously ran this horse to just keep that streak alive. Horse was completely overmatched, had no chance. He had said previously, like a week or two before the Derby, that he wouldn't run the horse to keep the streak alive, and then he went and did it. And I did a story for Thoroughbred Times that listed all of his three-year-olds of that year, what they had cost if they were bought at auction, what their pedigrees were, pedigrees for all the homebreds too that he had, because he had some horses then for people like Overbrook Farm, and what they had accomplished. And it was really an ugly crop for him, that 97 group of three-year-olds. And none of it, you know, all of it was true, but it was obviously not painting his current situation in a very flattering light, and he was pissed about it. And he didn't speak to me for over 2 years. But he got over it. You know, it took a while. I remember when the ice broke, it was the summer of 99. He was at Del Mar, and he walked by me one day after a stake win, and he said hello. And that was it. And we went on from there and had a great relationship for the last 25 years. I mean, numbers of times where, especially every few years I'd go to Oaklawn Park for the Arkansas Derby, and Wayne was by then based out of there during the wintertime, and there were several times where I'd just go have visits with him in the office, just me and him, and talking about his horses. Or I remember one specific time, it was a few weeks after his son Jeff had passed away in 2016. And just, he talked about all that he'd gone through with Jeff and what Jeff had gone through, obviously. But it was a typical Wayne encounter where he was still very positive and always, and I mean always, looking forward. As you guys remember, there was never a crop of two-year-olds he had that wasn't better than the one he had before. You know, they were always like, "You should see what I've got coming up." He always had that kind of looking forward, power of positive thinking attitude.
Well, he affected so many parts of the industry, whether it be buying yearlings. He'll be known as a trainer of trainers. He brought the corporate structure to horse racing with all the different barns around the country and moving horses all over the place. And he really did change the game in so many ways. And, it's an incredible legacy. And you know, we have to mention also he got his start in quarter horses. And, you know, with Dash for Cash, the world champion quarter horse, and what he did there, too. He's in both Hall of Fames, both the Quarter Horse and Thoroughbred Hall of Fame. Just an incredible legacy that D. Wayne Lucas is leaving the industry with. Jay, the other hit we took, and more of a California-based hit this week, John Harris passed away from Harris Farms up in Coalinga. if you know the green and white checks, and if you go to the races in Southern California, I'm sure you do, Mr. Harris has been involved in so many parts of the industry, not only as a major breeder of California breds, but as far as the California Horse Racing Board, the Jockey Club, so many of the decision-making industry leaders, he's been a part of that. And to the very last day, he was fighting to try and keep racing alive up in Northern California. He's from Fresno. It was important to him. And, you know, this is a guy that I don't know how we're going to replace in California.
We're not. I mean, that's the bottom line. He, in his way, he was as impactful for California racing as maybe Wayne was nationally. Like you were just talking about, John, John Harris impacted racing, breeding, you know, the numbers of horses that he bred and raced under his own banner, let alone the horses that were raised at the farm and went on to do great things, like Tisnow and California Chrome, for instance, two of the all-time great cowbreds. I said this, the Gregson Foundation, I'm on the board of the Gregson Foundation, we honored him 2 years ago, and at that dinner I said that you could make the argument that John Harris is the most impactful breeder in California since Lucky Baldwin. And I firmly believe that. I think he was every bit that influential over that many decades. And you think of people like John Mabee and his impact with Golden Eagle Farm, also influential. There's no question that if there was a Mount Rushmore for California breeders, John Harris would be on it.
Absolutely. He's going to be sorely missed. And in the press release issued by the family, there was nothing saying about whether the family will continue on in the racing and breeding industry. We hope so. We will keep our listeners informed as things move along and we hear some decisions. But a tough week for us with some major players in the industry. Jay, thank you for taking the time. I know you've been busy doing covering a lot of this stuff this week. But no better guy for us to contact than you when it comes to talking about some of these guys that have been major players while we've been busy doing this industry and the things we like to do. So thanks for taking the time, and we'll call on you again as we can harass you a little bit.
Yeah, we'll house on that Del Mar.
We can do that. That's a home game.
That's right.
Hopefully for something happier. But, no, I appreciate you guys having me on because both those guys deserve the tributes that you're giving them this morning.
All right, Jay. Thanks a lot. Take care, and we will see you at Del Mar.
See you at Del Mar.
All right. That was Jay Pridman. And Bob, before we go to our break, we've got to do a little handicapping. I know you've looked at the Saratoga card and you've looked at Los Alamitos. No sheet for you today, but let's get a play from you. Where did you want to go?
I'm going to go to Saratoga, John, and this is a horse I've tried before, and it's number 8, Win for the Money, and that's the 10th race at Saratoga, the Kelso. It's a tough race. This is no gimme by any means. There's pace in here. There's legitimate closers in here. But I think Win for the Money, if you look at his last couple races, I thought he ran well at Gulfstream back on December 21st. I just think a mile and an eighth was a little bit too far for this horse. And then last time, he was in that crazy early speed duel in the Pegasus World Cup turf race, dueling with Michael McCarthy's horse, Formidable Man, who faded to last in that race. If you look at who comes out of there, 3 next out winners. I think it was a really good, productive race. And he has a history of firing fresh for a barn that's doing well right now in Mark Cassie. So I think the price is right in here. Let's go to the 10th race at Saratoga. Number 8, Win for the Money, 6-1 on the morning line will be my radio play. And, John, you were busy. You did double duty today, Los Al and Saratoga. So the Lindo Report is available for both of those tracks and free here at the South Point where we will be taking in the races again today. So let's get that number out for the South Point and get your radio selection.
The phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how you can get the horse players right there from Thoroughbred LA. As far as a play to go, my wife Anella and your wife Kim are on the trip out here with us. And
John, I can attest they're actually listening to the show today because they're sitting here in your living room. So they're forced to.
Well, I don't want to put the mush on because there's a horse running today called, Calm Down Kimmy. And I know that horse is going to get some action from somebody in the room here today, but I'm not going to destroy her on the radio by giving that horse out. So I'll go to race number 6 at Los Alamitos. Number six, our consigliere, training very well for trainer Leonard Powell. Diego Herrera won three races yesterday. He's having a super meet. This horse, 6.5 furlongs, watching those workouts, I think he's going to want all this. 9-2 on the morning line, I think a very live first-time starter today. Race six at Los Alamitos, number six, our consigliere. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll touch base with Bob Mazursky over at Los Alamitos and head out across town here in Las Vegas to talk to Bruce Finkelstein. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County in the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos with live racing on Friday through Sunday afternoon through Sunday, July 6th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our second weekend program will feature the $100,000 Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. On this day, we'll host our always popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. The entry fee is only $500, and it includes a $400 live money wagering card. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July, plus the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative breeders and owners awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike out here in Las Vegas taking in the races. And Bob, let's go ahead and get our cowbred of the week out. Who's our cowbred this week?
Really nice cowbred named Grand Slam Smile, who was an allowance winner at Los Alamitos last Saturday. Grand Slam Smile is by Smiling Tiger out of the Grand Slam mare Royal Grand Slam, is owned and was bred by Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams and is now trained by Sean McCarthy. Grand Slam Smile has now won seven races from 11 starts, including 5 stakes victories and career earnings over $550,000. And she's just a real pro, John.
She's very, very good. And I expect to see her in some Calbred stakes races at Del Mar. The other thing we have to cover, how about the NTRA?
Yeah, the NTRA. Yeah. So get signed up at NTRA.com for the NHC Tour. You have to be qualified and signed up in order to win your spot into the 2026 NHC in Las Vegas. Today's qualifiers, we have an online $500horseplayers.com tournament. And what's that, $165horseturneys.com. So a couple online qualifiers, John. And then if you're on track, Delaware Park is giving out 2 NHC seats, and Horseshoe Indy has a $500 buy-in for 4 NHC spots. So lots of opportunities today and every weekend leading up to the NHC.
Right. Horseshoe Indy has the Indiana Derby today, so they're building that contest around their big day of racing. Well, let's head out to Los Alamitos, check in with Bob Mazursky. And Bob, we're going to have you put on your handicapping hat in just a minute, but wanted to touch base with you first of all. You have a specific memory that you'd like to share about Dwayne Lucas?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I covered him for many, many years, you know, working for both the Herald Examiner and the LA Times. And the thing that I'll remember most is when I was working here at Los Al, the first year we had the daytime racing here back in 2014, he brought Take Charge Brandy out here to try to wrap up the Eclipse Award by running in the first Starlet we ran here. You know, she had scored the big upset in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies the month before, so we brought her out here. And he couldn't have been more happy to be at Los Al that day. He was just smiling, signing autographs before the race, after the race, you know, walking through crowds, saying how he'd seen a lot of old friends. And it just brought back a lot of memories for him, because basically Los Al was where his career started. He had so many great successes here in the Quarter Horse game. So that was a great memory, and I'll remember that forever.
Yeah, you see a lot of those guys, when they get a chance to go back there, they can't wait. You know, Bob Baffert has the same experiences when he heads out to Los Alamitos, too. Let's talk a little bit about your feature race today. It's the big race of the meet, the Grade 2 Great Lady M. It's one of my favorite races. And, you know, not a field that's big on numbers, but it's big on ability.
No, absolutely. You know, Copion is the favorite, as she should be on Ed Burkhart's morning line. You know, she's arguably, I wouldn't say arguably, I'd say she is the best female sprinter in the country right now, based upon her win in the Derby City Distaff. She just destroyed a very good field that day, including Ways and Means, who has since come out of the race to win. She's drawn outside. You know, she's never run here before, so that would be the one thing you'd have to worry about. But she's been so impressive since winning La Brea at a big number, and then she came back into Santa Monica, and then, of course, went to Kentucky, and she's trained really, really well. But then you have Sweet Azteca, who set the track record in winning this race last year. She's making her first start for Richard Baldus. Had a bit of a setback. You know, she had to be scratched out of the Desert Stormer, but she's proven over the track. Juan Hernandez is riding her back, you know, and if she runs like she can, she's also another horse that fires fresh. So should be a good showdown. And then I know One Magic Filly has been training really, really well, too. She hasn't shown that she's up to this level yet, but, you know, she's training better, so maybe she'll improve off her race at Pimlico.
Bob, 9 race card today at Los Al. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'm going to go to the 9th race. It's a maiden 12-5, and I like the rail horse N2 Honor Bro. He showed good speed against much better horses in a race he had to have needed. He's dropping into a much softer spot. I think if he breaks early, he'll clear, and I think he's going to get brave in this race. So the one horse in race 9, N2 Honor Bro.
9th race at Los Alamitos, number 1, N2 Honor Bro. That's for Bob Mazursky. You can pick up all of Bob's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy a great rendition of the Great Lady M, and we will talk to you. Well, we're going to give you a pass next week, but we'll talk to you opening weekend at Del Mar.
Sounds good. Good luck to everyone today.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's head out to Las Vegas over on the other side of town, Bob Ike, and we're going to touch base with Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
All right. Did you survive the wave of fireworks that were all around town last night?
You know, I had to make a trip into Southern California, so I just got home a little later. I saw some of the fireworks off the freeway. That's about it. But I got in about, you know, 10:30, 11, so most of it was over by that time. But heard we had some pretty bad weather for about 10 minutes. Also, when I was gone, a crazy windstorm. So it's been eventful this summer so far.
Well, the good thing is the wind blew out all that smoke from the fireworks last night, so it's beautiful out here this morning. Bruce, let's talk a little racing. The Grade 1 Belmont Oaks is today, and you've got a prohibitive favorite in there in Nitrogen, number 7. This is race number 11 at Saratoga. She's the 4-5 favorite, and to me, she has done absolutely nothing wrong. Gets back on the grass after getting rained off and winning by double digits last time. Can you beat Nitrogen, or do you just single her and move through the rolling bets with her?
You know, I don't think this is an easy race, and I certainly am putting her on top. I guess the one question mark, if there's any left for her, is that she's never run on the Saratoga turf course. That would probably be it. Other than that, her form is somewhat flawless, especially this year. There are two possibilities in here if you want to save in this race with maybe a couple of others. Fionn did finish third to her back at Keeneland in the Appalachian, but I thought Fionn was super impressive coming back off that race at Churchill. She might be better on a firm turf, and we're going to get that firm turf at Saratoga. She's a possibility, Flavien Prat aboard. The other big X factor in here is Mayday Ready. When she faced Nitrogen in the Breeders' Cup, Fillies and Mare back in November for two-year-olds, she defeated Nitrogen. She owns a win at Saratoga. She broke her maiden here, so she checks a couple of boxes. Her last race was in the slop against Nitrogen. I don't know if you probably could throw that out. And she went to Japan after the Breeders' Cup, kind of threw in a dud. If she can bounce back to form, interesting possibility. I think she could be a horse that runs dead last year or maybe has a shot to win. So for sure, Nitrogen on top. But if you're going to save, those are the two I was looking at, Fionn the 5 and the 6, Mayday Ready.
Hey, Bruce, we first of all want to know what's available today at betonbruce.com. You gave us a great radio winner last week. Roll On Big Joe was a winner at Churchill Downs, paid $11.90. So what do you have available today? And let's get your first radio play.
Yeah, thanks for that, Bob. Los Alamitos full card today with the last six races at Saratoga. That's the combo platter with audio included. Also, best bets at Los Alamitos. So just the two tracks today. And as far as another Saratoga race, I really like a horse today in the ninth race. This is a state-bred non-winners twice at 7/8 of a mile. And I bring that, I kind of italicize that 7/8 because the 7, Russian Realm, is an elongated one-turn horse specialist. She's run 5 times, anywhere from 7 furlongs to a one-turn mile. He has 2 wins, 2 seconds, and a third. He gets back to a one-turn today after kind of a poor performance back in mid-January. He's been gelded. He's got a passing gear, and in a race where there's plenty of speed, I think he gets the trip. Maybe coming off that ugly last running line, we'll get all of the 7-2. Race 9, like the 7, Russian Realm, he's 7-2 on the morning line.
That's race 9 at Saratoga, number 7, Russian Realm, 7-2. Katie Davis riding for trainer Danny Gargan. That's Bruce Finkelstein's first play. Bruce, let's come back out to California. What do you have for us at Los Alamitos?
Let's go to the 5th race. I'm going to go for the old-timer in here, the 7-horse Impossible Task. He's 8 years old. His last two races, I don't know, they tried him short in his last, like 3 out of his last 4 starts, guys. I'm not sure why, because he's really a miler. And in those 3 one-turn races, the best he could conjure up was a 4th-place finish. If you take a look at the bulk of his races at a mile, he's defeated better. He drops to a lower level, I think lowest level he's been in a long, long time. The mile distance should be perfect for him. He should be able to stalk whatever speed here. I think he's got a little too much class in a mile for these. Race 5, let's go with the 8-year-old, the 7, Impossible Task, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
That's race 5 at Los Alamitos. Number 7, Impossible Task, 4-1 on the morning line. That's for Bruce Finkelstein. You can get all of Bruce's selections at betonbruce.com. And Bruce, just a heads up, we'll be doing a Del Mar preview show next Saturday, and we'll have some Saratoga as well. So we'll probably be checking in, see what handicapping angle you might like at Del Mar. So I'll give you time to do a little homework.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it. It'll be a fun time. One real quick, D-Way Lucas, I'll tell you what. The horse that I still scratch my head how she got so great for Lucas was Lady Secret. If you take a look at the first year of her career, she was a moderate sprinter and didn't exactly look like a horse that wanted to go on in distance. The light bulb turned on when she went a mile and an eighth, and then she became an absolute monster. It's kind of weird. A horse that had speed going short found her calling going long and just dictating the pace and running everybody into the ground. I think that, for me, that I think was Lucas's best training job with Lady Secret.
You know, she made the lead going long, forget about it, because she just wasn't coming back. And she didn't look like a big, robust filly that would run all day. She, you know, she little thing and quick legs and just kept going. She outran what I thought she looked like. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and she ran a lot. I put it that way. I think I'm looking at her career. I think she ran 45 times. You don't see that too often in today's day and age. And she got a little bit, you know, she kind of, you know, faltered a little at the end of her career, but boy, it seemed like she was on top of her game for a long, long time.
Yeah, she ran in the old San Diego Chargers Lightning Bolt for Eugene Klein. I remember those silks well. Bruce, thanks for the memory, and we will talk to you next week. Best of luck today.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Let's take our next break. When we come back, we'll head out to New York and check in with John Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheets. Then we'll go out in the road someplace, and we'll go out to Scott Shapiro and find out what he's got going for us as well. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
It's a summer tradition. Opening day at Del Mar is Friday, July 18th. First post time is 2 p.m. Get involved in our famous hat contest. Limited seating is available. Go to dmcc.com for details. Big bets, fast horses, celebrating in style. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Welcome back to Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gas Lamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GasLampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Weekend doubleheaders are back at Los Alamitos. It's day and night racing action at the Orange County Oval. The LA County Fair Summer Meet at Los Alamitos kicks off the racing fun, followed by live nighttime racing featuring the top quarter horses in the sport and thrilling racing action at 1,000 yards. Upcoming stakes races include the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity, featuring top older quarter horses on Sunday, July 6th. The field will be headed by multiple Grade 1 winner London Toby, who was sensational in his last start. Will the Vessel's Maturity go to London Toby? We'll find out on Sunday, July 6th. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Don't miss our day and night doubleheaders. For Vessel's Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars and doubleheaders. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And before we bring in our next guest, that's John Harduna of the Ragas. I just want to remind everybody, Los Alamitos, first post time today, 1 o'clock, 9 race card. They just ran the first race at Saratoga.
We might have just seen something special there, John, winning that maiden race. Boy,
I tell you, Ewing. A first time starter named Ewing by Nick's Go. Bet down to 1-4, and let's bring in John Harduna from the Ragas and Seas. John, I'm sure you saw that. She made what has been a very dull main track look pretty quick in the first race.
Yeah, they may have souped that track up a little today, but take nothing away from that horse. He certainly was impressive. One of the first Nick's Goes we've seen, and who knows? This horse has been working well, so it was no secret, but still very impressive first time out.
Absolutely. Hey, John, we wanted to touch base. You know, part of that spending bill that was passed by Congress earlier this week included a provision about for the gamblers that is not good. It's going to limit what you can offset as far as you cannot deduct 100% of your gambling winnings. They're going to maximize the deductions to 90%. That means that, you know, it could mean a lot of things to a lot of serious players. And I think this might affect the CAW guys, too.
Well, hopefully something affects the CAW guys because they certainly have everything in their direction. You listen, it's just sad. Every time they do one of these things, it's like they do it in the middle of the night and they sneak it in, and it's always against the players. The players never get the better of any of these situations. The only good news from what I understand is that the lobbyists are very strong, and they're going to apparently think that they're going to be able to get this overturned. And I certainly hope so, because believe me, the more hits that the players keep taking, the more players they're going to drive away. You know, they talk about handle being down and everything else, but I'm sure CAW has a lot to do with it, and everything else that's going on in this game. Unfortunately, again, the players always seem to get the raw end of the deal.
Absolutely, and we'll be following this as well. But if it, you know, as it stands now, I think one of the senators out here in Nevada has already written a bill to try and eliminate this, and you know, it would have a devastating effect on Nevada handling these casinos. So it's an important thing out here in this state. One of the races we wanted to check in with you is the Grade Three Kelso at Saratoga, and I know you like this race.
I do. Well, I got to find. Oh, yeah, I really like a horse. Yeah, actually, I landed on Bob Bike's horse, Win for the Money. This horse has supposedly been training lights out. Listen, Intellect was totally up against it last time out. They were walking on the lead. He had no pace to close into. But I think Win for the Money, who's 6-1 on the morning line, is the right play here. He's going to get first run on Intellect because he's going to be forwardly placed. And I like that horse a lot, and I hope Bob Ike is right.
Well, we finally landed on the same page, John. We're not bucking heads, so I'm feeling even better about myself today. So I'm going to go in with some confidence. Tell us what you have today at the website, in which tracks, and let's get a second radio play from you. You gave us Lady Arwen at $13 last Saturday, John, so we got to do it 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that would be nice. Today we have Saratoga, Belmont at Saratoga, excuse me, Los Alamitos. We have Gulfstream Park. They have a mandatory pick six. I'm sorry. They have a carryover in their late pick five today. Carryover in their late pick five. So I put that up. And I even put up Horseshoe in Indianapolis. A couple of people requested it. So I put it up there for anyone that wants to see it. Radio play number one comes in Saratoga's eighth race today, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And I love the number eight horse in here, Final Verdict. Eddie Barker sends out this five-year-old. He's going to get a great trip in here. He's going to be just sitting right outside the speed. He's going to get first run, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number eight, Final Verdict, to win today's eighth race out at Saratoga.
So that's the eighth race at Saratoga. Number eight, Final Verdict, 7-2 on the program. That's the first of John Hardoon's official radio plays. John, where did you want to go for your second play?
Let's go to Los Al, ninth and final. I like the number 11 horse in here, Drop the Bit, three-year-old gelding from the Antonio Garcia barn. Diego Herrera, who had a couple of wins yesterday, he's having a terrific meet. He rides, I think this horse is going to get a good trip in here. Number 11, Drop the Bit, sends you home a winner in today's ninth and final out at Los Alamitos.
The last race at Los Alamitos, race number 9, number 11, Drop the Bit, 7-2 on the program. That's for John Hardoon. John, give us the website and what you got.
JONHARDOON.com, three best plays, $10. Full car, $25 today, Belmont at Saratoga. Gulfstream, LaSalle, and Indiana, Indiana Hoosier, whatever they call the place. That's where it is.
Horseshoe Indy.
I'm having trouble with that myself. Horseshoe Indy.
All right. Thanks.
All right, John.
Stay safe and good luck.
Thanks so much. That was John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Let's head out back east. And another man doing the work, Scott Shapiro, who does a lot for Express Bet, some work for Daily Racing Form. Scott, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, guys, but I'm expecting you to party down for me in Vegas.
Well, we're using your name all over town, so if you get any calls, you deal with it.
But maybe at the South Point, I mean, Chris Andrews likes me a little. I've never met him in person, but we've talked a bunch of times. So tell him I said hi, though.
Chris Andrews is the best. He's a terrific guy. Hey, Scott, I know you did a little work on there's that big card today at Hoosier Indy, the Indiana Derby. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you as we get into Saratoga now, the official Saratoga meet opens next week. Do you have a favorite handicapping angle that maybe the horse players that listen should be paying attention to?
Well, I don't have a specific angle necessarily like that. I mean, there are some, and John Hardy, you mentioned one that's good. Turf sprints, there's a lot of them, and they can be headaches outside off the, stalking just off the pace, but definitely outside is one angle. But one thing that just overall and kind of has already started there to keep an eye on, it's a boutique meet that's not necessarily a boutique anymore, but still, one thing is barns seem to get hot and cold there. So following that seems to be good. I mean, there's kind of two parts to the meet. You're not going to be cold or hot maybe the whole meet, but guys get hot there and guys are cold and girls as well, women as well. And it's worth following because those trends kind of tend to stick around for at least several weeks there. And also, probably more importantly, is those tracks can be biased. And what we've seen so far, I know all tracks can be, but Saratoga, I feel like it's more important than some others. And so far, the inside of the turf course and being up close too, but the inside has been where you needed to be. And, until further notice, that's the angle that I would follow for now. But just the overall thought, I think, is to kind of follow the barns and try to keep an eye on how the track's playing.
Yeah, I think that especially plays with that inner turf course. They have the two courses there, but that inner turf course inside and speed has been really dynamite. Scott, how about a look at today at the two-year-olds, the grade three Sanford at Saratoga for us?
Yeah, I think these first two-year-old races earlier on in the meet, they usually are run the real opening week. I think they came up a lot softer. The favorites in here are probably the likely winners. You got number 4 bringing it back in this 6-furlong grade 3-4 two-year-old who is a maiden still, but it ran a very fast runner-up effort to Mystical and the Tremont. And then you've got Obliteration, the second choice, 7-5 on the morning line, who won very impressively for Steve Asmussen at Churchill, but was 10-1 in the race, took very little money, wasn't expected to run as well as he did. But still, both of those will be tough if they can replicate or move forward. But number 3, Honey Dutch, is a first-time starter, a little interesting, 10-1, and really doesn't have any reason to be entered in this spot. But with Beckman, a former Chad Brown assistant, he had one time. He's done this one time. He's been out on his own a couple of years. He's entered a maiden graded stake or a stake in general, sorry. And it was Simply Joking at Fairgrounds earlier this year, and that horse won first out against the stakes field. So I thought it was interesting, and probably if I'm going to bet the race, I would look to number 3, Honey Dutch, at 10-1 on the line.
Hey, Shapper, I saw an Express Bet. You covered the pick 4 there, and including the Indiana Derby. Where do you want to go for your radio play today?
Yeah, I'm going to go actually to Ellis, mix it up a little bit there. Their final race is a first-level allowance event on the turf, kind of part of that Ellis Turf Pick 3, which I like a lot. And number 6, Some Performance, as Travis Stone put it in his call, the race announcer, talking out there at Churchill on June 8th, this horse put in some performance that day with the blinkers going on for the first time. Huge late run. I think he's better than the horses in this field. I think he's going to make it two in a row. So we'll go number six, some performance in race nine, the finale at Ellis Park.
So that's a ninth race at Ellis Park. Number six, some performance, 7-2 on the morning line. That'll be for Scott Shapiro. Scott, keep doing the work, and we will touch base with you next week. We'll be talking a little bit about the upcoming Del Mar meet and also the opening weekend at Saratoga.
Look forward to it, guys. Have some fun.
Thanks a lot. That was Scott Shapiro. Let's take our final break. When we come back, we'll find out where Toby Khaled is on the road this week, and we'll wrap it up with Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. In the LA County Fair, Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with live racing on Friday through Sunday afternoon through Sunday, July 6th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our second weekend program will feature the $100,000 Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. On this day, we'll host our always popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. The entry fee is only $500, and it includes a $400 live money wagering card. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July, plus the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred LA. You're listening to on AM 830 with John Lindo and Bob Ike. And let's bring in our road warrior, that's Toby Khaled. Toby, where are you at this week?
Uh, Right now in Seattle, I had the pleasure of spending some time with Joe Withee at Emerald Downs on Thursday. They put on a really good show, I got to tell you, for running basically cheaper races. They all get home safe. It's a really good spot. Give you a little handicapping push. They've got a bug boy that I took particular notice to. And you know me, I'm not much of a big-time rider guy, but this Manuel Americano, this kid's got a clue and rides very well. But enjoyed the evening there and getting ready. Kathy heads back tomorrow morning, and I start heading south down the five.
Well, Toby, we're going to look forward to seeing you opening weekend at Del Mar. In the meantime, let's get a radio pick from you today.
Well, it turns out to be a good idea because John Hardoon is even doing golf swing today because of that late pick five carryover, taking it to race 8. I like the 4 lace up. No surprise there, but a few to maybe consider to make the gimmick worthwhile. The 1 Bird Wildcat, the 3 Pirate Radio, and the 2 Mr. Scatter. So it's 4-1-3-2. How do you do, boys? In the 8th at Gulfstream Park.
8th at Gulfstream Park, number 4, lace up 5-2 is the key. 4 over the, is it the 1-3-2? I want to make sure I can read my writing. Is that correct?
That is, you are correct, sir.
All right, the 4 over the 1-3-2, 8th race at Gulfstream Park. We'll be playing that in the South Point Racebook in just a few minutes, so thank you so much, Toby. We appreciate the help, and we will talk to you next week from your next stop.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
That was Toby Callett. To wrap things up, as usual, the hardest working man in the business, Mr. Michael Rona. Michael, I saw a great photo of you with Ed Burghardt on X or Twitter yesterday, and let's get a belated happy birthday to the man, Ed Burghardt. Rah, 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 Eddie.
Fantastic that he made it into town for his birthday yesterday, John. Yeah, he... He selected a venue for post-race drinks that would not be any kind of an upset or long shot in the minds of people who know Ed Burghardt. We convened to one of his favorite haunts near the track, and I was happy to buy him a couple of birthday beers. And he'll be out at the races again today at Los Al, day and night.
Well, that's outstanding. And you got a good card tonight at Los Alamos, those Governor Cup trials. You've got 6 of them tonight.
Yes. We've got Governor's Cup Futurity Trials for the 2-year-olds at 350 yards, 4 of those, and a pair of Governor's Cup Derby Trials comprising the late double tonight. A couple of the headliners, Doudar Cartel is favored in race 4, the 2nd Futurity Trial, coming off a terrific 4th place finish in the Ed Burke Million Futurity. A wayward colt who's still learning but is loaded with ability, and the deeper we get into the season, the better he'll be. In the 5th race, French Valley is the favourite, finished 2nd in the Ed Burke Million Futurity. Terrific, beautifully bred filly, bred and owned by Dr. Steve Burns. And they're just a couple of the highlights. Next, Norco will be the favourite in race 6, the final Futurity trial, and Ed Allred, Scott Willoughby horse, who won his trials at the Ed Burke, just missed out. He was on the bubble coming into the final trial, and his time didn't quite stand up. He missed out on the Ed Burke final, but he is ultra-talented. And then the horse who won the Governor's Cup Futurity last year, favourite Jess Hawk, and was recently voted the champion 2-year-old in California for last season, is looking for the Governor's Cup double because he's in the first Derby trial tonight, race number 7. And race 8 features defending champ as favourite. He's a horse I've been sky high on for months, and I think he's going to be very tough if he qualifies for the final. So really good horses across the night tonight, 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds at Los Al.
John, before we get a pick and a post from Michael, we want to thank Los Al for their sponsorship. They wrap up their 3-week meet tomorrow. So thank you, Los Al, and mandatory payouts in all those pools tomorrow. Michael, we're under a minute here. Let's get a post time and a pick from you.
First post is 6:30 tonight. Even though I just said I'm sky high on defending champ, who is the favorite in race 8, he is 2-1 on the morning line. And I think there's a value play that should be included, at least in exotic, number 9, Snowbound, who's 12-1. He has performed very well the 2 times he's come up with the outside post in the past. He gets a new trainer, a new jockey, Eduardo Nicasio. And I just feel like he's an overlay. So for the sake of value, number 9, Snowbound in race 8 will be the radio play, 12-1.
8th and final, number 9, Snowbound. Michael, thanks so much. We're out of time, everybody. Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you, Los Alamitos, for everything you do for Thoroughbred LA. We appreciate it. Best of luck, everybody. Cash some tickets.